fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the first day of October. I plan on being at my monthly meetup this coming Thursday. I haven't been to one this year, I don't believe. I've been busy taking care of my wife, being her caregiver, which is an honor and a privilege to be doing so. But she's improved to the point where I can get the night off, and that's my plan, is to be at the meetup in Rolla, Missouri, a dinner at 5 p.m., the meeting at 6 p.m. in the upstairs meeting room. I look forward to seeing people I haven't seen for, well, all year long, basically. Prepper tip of the day, I want to remind all of you to stock up on feminine hygiene and birth control products. Gentlemen, the ladies may not think about this. If you're the guy that takes charge and stocks up on these things, you will be a hero for the women on your team. So just go ahead and do that. This is Firearms Monday. Taking questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. We brought back my old bumper music that I used for years, that we didn't use for years. It's fun. It's great hearing this stuff again. And we got a caller on hold here. We got Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, John. You know, you were talking not too long ago on your show about today, about people with the money they've invested in their firearms, the number of firearms, the quality, and everything that goes along with it, ammunition, repair parts, and all, and how they've left them in their secure place, and they've gained dust, and they really haven't practiced like they should. I would encourage all the listeners to really consider what they've invested in their firearms and compare that to what they've invested in their training. And when they compare that, if it's pretty lopsided, hardly anything invested in training, to really seriously consider this opportunity that RBN's brought forth to join Frontsight. I don't believe you talked about that yet this morning. I didn't catch all of your show.
No, we didn't, and we shouldn't spend 3 or 4 minutes doing that. Well, if you're listening to Republic Broadcasting very much, you'll hear Mr. Stat Miller talking about the great offer that's being made through Republic Broadcasting. If you go to Republic Broadcasting's website, you can find this. and participate in it. And just give us a quick summary of what the offer is, Dan.
Well, Frontsight is a facility out near Las Vegas. They've got 520 acres over 50 different ranges. They offer over 50 different classes, both day and night. John, they've even got tunnel training. I didn't even realize that till I spent some time on their website. They've got these tunnels buried in the desert. I guess they're corrugated steel, and you practice whatever you do in tunnels. Running out tunnel rats, I don't know what they do there. I haven't read the course outline, but it's there for anybody that wants to read it.
Well, all I can say is be sure you got a bump helmet, knee pads, elbow pads, and leather gloves if you're going to mess with that stuff.
And my God, the echoes
down
there.
Well, I don't know. Discharging a firearm, even with hearing protection, I would not do that in a tunnel unless
That'd be
I had
rough.
No choice.
Yeah,
the even with excellent hearing protection, the concussion is going to be brutal.
It
for
would
a center
be.
Fire. For any center fire, a .22, the concussion would be negligible, but any center fire firearm of any kind, the concussion inside that kind of confined space would be brutal.
It would be. But anyway, through an arrangement with the president of Frontsight, Ignatius Piazza, he's allowed us to do a fundraiser. I say us, I'm just the guy handling the paperwork. The fundraiser is primarily for RBN. And what we're offering, or what RBN's offering, is a commander lifetime membership, which allows the holder of that membership to go there as many times as they want, take as many classes as they want for the rest of their life for a one-time fee of $500. And that membership, if you would happen to stumble on that website, they don't really advertise in magazines much or anything. It's just pretty much word of mouth. But if you would happen to stumble on that website and fall in love with what they're offering, which isn't too hard to do after you look it over for a while, that particular membership, the Commander Lifetime Membership, which is very close to the ultimate membership you can have, period, that goes for a listed amount of $25,000. And, John, I talked to you sometime quite a while back in the past and asked you what training of that level goes for. And you pretty much confirmed that $500 a day isn't really that unique of a charge for that kind of training. Is that still pretty hold pretty close?
Oh, yeah, it hasn't changed at all. The quality of the training is to the point where active duty military operators and private sector operators, both when I say operators, people involved in special operations, they participate in that training also. So the quality of training, the quality of instructors, the quality of the facility is truly world class. And and they have entry level courses too. You don't start out at the level that operators do. You start out. You have to crawl before you can walk and walk before you can run. And Frontsight has training to meet everybody's beginning point when you walk in the door. You may be walking in the door with a fairly excellent skill set to begin with, or you may be walking in the door wondering how to properly hold a rifle. And they can meet you at both ends of the spectrum and take you from there, can't they, Dan?
Yes, sir. That's absolutely true. In fact, I don't know if you can talk them into taking a high-level class before you've had their entry level. I mean, they wouldn't call you a liar, I'm sure, but
there's probably some
Frontsight way.
I don't know what they do because I haven't been there, but I know what I would do as an instructor, and I'm a certified instructor myself. I would sit down with them and ask a few questions, maybe have the person do maybe one or two little demonstrations of a couple of little things that I would want to know if they could do it. It would take me no more than 15 minutes to determine the true nature of the skill sets of the man or the woman in front of me as to where their beginning point is as opposed to where they think it is. So owning a rifle for 20 years does not translate into 20 years experience. It means you owned it. That's all it means. So yeah, and I'm sure they have their own protocols to determine the what level of skills that the person seeking training is already at, so they can get that person where they belong, properly placed to move forward from that point.
Well, the point is, you take one class out there, just one, even a two-day, they've got two-day and four-day classes primarily, and even if you just took a two-day class, an introductory level two-day class, you're ahead of the game right there. Because that $500 fee that you're given to RBN to become a Commander Lifetime member, that carries you the rest of your life. Go there as many times as you want. There is a $50 background check for the year you choose to train. If it sits dormant for 2 or 3 years or whatever, there's no charges, there's no fees, there's no dues. So you're not locked into something that you're not using. When you choose to go out there, if you want to take 3 or 4 classes one fall, which is, this is a perfect time to go out there, temperature-wise, it's just glorious. There's one $50 fee for this year, for what's left of this year, and take as many classes as you feel like taking. If you've got a motorhome, you can park it there for free. There's no hookups currently, but there will be within the next 18 months or so, and the hookups are free. And with that particular membership, once they get their overnight facility, and boy, is it going to be something, John. It's amazing what they've depicted on their website. This overnight facility is a Class A resort. It's amazing.
Well,
once you get that resort done and you sign up for a class, you get to stay in there for free while you train.
Well, that's great, and we look forward to seeing that facility become what it can be. Well, I encourage people to check it out at the Republic Broadcasting website and sign up for it and get that training. Dan, we really appreciate the call. Anything else, sir? I want to publicly thank you, Dan, for running my meetups this past 9 months.
It was a pleasure. We're going to look forward to having you back, John.
Yeah, well, I look forward to being there, and all things being equal, I will be there this Thursday evening. Dan, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, sir. Have a good morning.
Okay. All right. The Rifleman's Rifle, in my opinion, and my opinion is shared by many men and women, the Rifleman Rifle is the M14. The civilian version, most commonly sold, is the M1A by Springfield Armory. It's kind of funny. It's a politically correct thing. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives did not allow Springfield Armory to call their new rifle, and this goes back, I guess it's been almost 40 years ago, the M14. They prohibited it. They would not allow them to call it that. They had to call it something else. So they chose a designation of the M1A. That's what they chose. Now, almost all the M14 parts of the military M14 are interchangeable with the M1A. Almost all of them. There's some exceptions. This rifle was introduced. It became the standard Army issue rifle, I believe. Don't hold me down to this date. I believe 1958. It may have been 1959. I know it wasn't 1960. It became, at that point in time, the standard training rifle for U.S. Military Academy at West Point, U.S. Naval Academy at Annapolis. I'm not sure about the Air Force Academy. Most of those guys don't need rifles anyway. Sorry. But that's what I was issued in basic training at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri in January 1967. I qualified marksman. Now that may not sound like much, but in the mud and the rain and the winter of 1967, with blinking to keep the rain out of my eyes while I'm qualifying, rain was getting on the sights and the peep sight. I was quite proud to score marksman with my M14 at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri in January 1967. I was very happy that I could do that. And I still, I'm still proud of that marksman badge that I got because I know the conditions. And they were very tough conditions to be shooting far for the score that I got. Regardless, that's well more than half a century ago. We're looking at close to 60 years. The M14 is basically an upgrade of the M1 Garand, quite frankly. The M1 Garand is still an excellent battle rifle. I recall seeing some photographs following something was going on in Haiti. I don't recall what the disruption was, but the government was collecting firearms from the citizens because they didn't want the citizens having firearms. And I saw the stack of firearms on the street there. Many of them were M1 Garand. In fact, I think most of them were. And the news reporter who took the photograph referred to them as antiquated rifles. Antiquated rifles. How about that? Well, General George Patton referred to the M1 Garand as the, I think if I can paraphrase, the best battle implement ever invented. That's how highly he thought of it. A 30-06, 8-round, what's called in-block clip. It does take a clip, not a magazine, by the way. Semi-automatic, gas-operated, semi-automatic. It's a heavy rifle. I think it's about 9 pounds or so. It's big, bulky, heavy, extremely dependable, very accurate, very powerful. 30-06 semi-automatic rifle used in the South Pacific and in Europe and all over the planet by our GIs in World War II. And, of course, it was the rifle used during the Korean War. During Vietnam, we issued M1 Garands to Vietnamese soldiers who really didn't like it. The average Vietnamese adult male is about 5'5", 5'6". Maybe 115, 120 pounds, 140. Too much rifle for a man of that stature, quite frankly. And I watch these guys carry these things. They carry them over their shoulder like you carry a 4x4. And the rifle came up, I would say mid-chest on these men, about the middle of their chest. So it was too much for them. The Vietnamese loved the M1 carbine. In fact, most people loved the M1 carbine. Another favorite of mine. One of the three weapons I carried in Vietnam was an M1 carbine. Or was it an M2? It may have been an M2 carbine. I don't recall specifically. I'm pretty sure it was an M1, though. The M2 is the full automatic version. The Israeli Defense Forces, Israeli military, this has been 40 plus years ago. They did some testing to determine what would be the best carbine for a man or a woman who has no experience whatsoever, a civilian, to defend innocent life with. And they had access to pretty much everything there was, including the M16. M1 carbine, and others. And at the end of the testing, they determined that the M1 carbine was the best for a civilian with no experience with rifles, shotguns, pistols, carbines, anything else. And if you see news stories coming out of Israel, you'll see a female school teacher, for example, on an outing with her school children in Israel. They may be visiting a museum or some landmark or whatever it might be, and you'll see an M1 carbine on the back held by the sling of the female school teacher as she's taking these children on the field trip. And that warms my heart to see that these children are being protected by their school teacher with an M1 carbine. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
I can't get no satisfaction. Bendavite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back, Jared Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, and it is the 1st of October. This year is just slipping away from us, isn't it? This is Firearms Monday. We're talking about anything and everything to do with rifles, shotguns, pistols, optics, ammunition, training, firearms legislation, the gun culture. Give us a call at 800-313-9443. The Army, United States Army, transitioned to the M16, I think it was officially 1967 or 68, along in there, give or take a year. I know it wasn't 1969. And they started replacing the M14s with M16s. There was a Marine Corps, I believe, company commander, if I'm not mistaken, in Vietnam. And he refused to bring his company back into the base, because once he did, they would be mandated, required, ordered to trade in their M14s for M16s. And neither he or any of the men in his outfit wanted to do that. So they stayed out in the bush where they could have a real rifle instead of the mouse gun. which is one of the many derogatory terms that we had for the M16, the mouse gun, reference, of course, to Mickey Mouse. One of our jobs in psychological warfare, and that was my job in Vietnam with psychological warfare, is to cause the enemy to have doubts about their leadership, about their equipment, about their supplies, about why they were fighting, and all that. If you were successful in causing your enemy to make fun of their own equipment, to doubt the reliability of their equipment, to have them have concern over their own equipment, well, that was considered a good thing for us. Now, take that and extrapolate to the U.S. Army. When you got your own men making fun of the rifles that they were issued, having doubts about the rifle they were issued, not liking the rifle they were issued, that's good for the enemy and bad for us, isn't it? And that's exactly what started half a century ago and continues to this day. The men who know about weapons, who know about the reality of combat, make fun of the rifle they're issued by the U.S. Army, which is either the M16 or the little short handy version, the M4 carbine. Now, a lot of men these days going to the military, they don't know any better. So they don't know enough, they don't have enough knowledge to make fun of the M16, M4 carbine at their issue. They think they really got something. I know they don't. Now, one of the things we did in psychological warfare in Vietnam, we had these field teams, and two of my buddies were assigned, well, actually several of my buddies were assigned to field teams. Typically, it'd be a three-man team. It'd be out with the 9th U.S. Infantry Division in the Mekong Delta, where I was, and what was called the Brown Water Navy. And that was the United States Navy and these river patrol boats. They were basically speed boats. Very powerful, very fast, had some light armor on them. And the river could be a mile wide, but some of these canals were maybe 50 feet across or 100 feet across, very narrow. And they'd be equipped with machine guns and handheld weapons, of course. And my guys, if they had M16s, they always, when they would go on a patrol with one of these boats, they'd have at least three M16s by their side. So when the firefight started, they would shoot one M16 until it would jam, throw that down, pick up the next M16, shoot it until it jammed, and by the time they got the third one, hopefully the firefight would be over before the third one jammed. That's pretty pitiful. Now, my friend Sam Andrews, he builds rifles. He builds rifles for special operators and snipers both in the private sector and the military. In fact, he was a counter sniper working for the State Department in Afghanistan. And he confirmed a couple of years ago, we were talking about these AR-15s, M16s, M4s are all basically the same. He says, yeah, John, just like they did half a century ago, between 300 and 400 rounds, they will start jamming. Brand new, state of the art. Here's our break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Play Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the first day of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. The website's going to be updated, refreshed, looking a lot better over the next couple of weeks. There's a lot of work there. My new webmaster is just full of energy and enthusiastic, and I support her in her efforts. In the meantime, there's a lot there at my website, information that will inform you and educate you. We got an updated article about insects. How pedestrian is that? Insects, flying insects. You know, scroll down the left side of my homepage. I will help you buy a machine gun. If you do want to buy a machine gun, that's a great thing for people to get involved with. So just to the left side of the banner, the video about cancer. This is related. Dissertation on the disappearance of insects. I find maybe once every 6 months or so an article in the alternative media about the disappearance of insects, especially flying insects. That is happening. It is happening. And especially within 100 miles of Gulf Coast, East Coast, and West Coast. Even in the middle of the country, we're seeing a dramatic decrease. It's an important, very important matter. Also, my website, of course, you'll find an energy cleaner for sale. If you have one, you probably know somebody that needs one. Without a doubt, you know somebody who has arthritis pain. Of course you do. They're not getting a great night's sleep. They have joint pain, back pain. Get them an energy cleaner. What a great gift for that very special person who has these issues. Get them a mattress pad. Find out what size bed they've got. Twin size, full, queen, king, California king. Get them a mattress pad to go with it. They will be eternally grateful for you if you do this for them. Seriously, they will. Only $285 shipping included, American zip codes. Yes, I do take PayPal, and yes, I do offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Got a caller on hold here. We got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, John. I had a couple of questions for you regarding your M1A controversy, you know, over that. My understanding was that the military started going to that the 223 cartridge, the AR-15, so that, you know, lighter weight people and women and lighter weight men could handle it better than the M14. Is that the case, or is it, was it just to be able to get more bullets down range?
Well, okay. What you're mentioning there, Kyle, is some of the things that came out publicly. Here's my reality. We had military men who were not combat veterans making decisions about these rifles. That's what we had. And if you're not a combat veteran of a war, the things you said make perfect sense. And they were saying at the time, you may recall this, that this 22 caliber bullet would quote unquote tumble once it hit the enemy, causing a devastating wound. Do you recall hearing that?
Right. Yep. Okay. You bet.
Right. Well, that's what was promoted, and because of this tumbling effect, it would be just as effective as a 30 caliber projectile. Now, sometimes a Hollywood film gets it right when it comes to technical details. Many times they don't. But there's a film I'm going to point out because this part, one aspect of the film, they got very well done. And the film is titled Black Hawk Down. You've probably seen it, haven't you, Kyle?
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
Okay. Now, there's two different groups of American soldiers in combat there. There's Army Rangers and there's Army Delta Force. The Army Rangers are the guys that get trapped. The Delta Force guys, there's two of them, they go into rescue, and they both ended up dead, by the way, because they simply ran out of ammo and got overwhelmed. But the two Army Delta guys go in there to rescue them. The Rangers have M16s, M4 carbines. The Delta guys have M14s. And during the combat scenes, once you watch it again, and I encourage people to watch it, you can see the Rangers, they shoot, they call the enemy skinnies, by the way. These Somalians are very thin, tall, thin men, so they call them skinnies. They shoot the skinnies, and they'll hit the skinny once, twice, three times, running, and they're still running. You see the Delta guys with the M14s, one round, one skinny down, one round, one skinny down. Now, that reflects reality. One hit with an M14, and you're going down. I don't care who you are. You're going down. Where an enemy combatant can take three hits in the torso. We're not talking extremities. Three hits in the torso and still be in combat and still running. The Army, as finally, and I get the Army Times, is after half a century, and we've been in continuous war now for, 18 years, half a century of this 5.56 NATO cartridge, they're finally going to drop it and go to a heavier cartridge after a half-century mistake.
Sure.
So it still won't be a 30 caliber cartridge because we have other issues. And you did touch on it. We have this is one of the ironic things about what's going on. And I do want to expand on this a little bit, Kyle. Just bear with me, will you? Okay, let's.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Kyle, let's say Kyle is an 18-year-old senior in high school. That's you, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
And you have an 18-year-old twin sister in high school. You're twins. Both of you are 5'4" tall. Both of you weigh, 115 pounds. You're both top athletes. You win, consistently win the cross-country events. You're both top athletes. You both have straight A's. You both apply to appointments at West Point. Your sister, your twin sister, gets her appointment, but you're denied because you're too short and too small to get into West Point.
Mm.
How about that? That's reality in 2018.
Yeah.
That's reality in 2018. You're stronger than your twin sister because you're a male and you've got hormones your sister will never have. You're stronger, you're more athletic, just as smart, just as motivated, but you're not allowed into West Point.
Boy, does that sound just like our politically correct messed up system?
Now,
or what, huh?
Now, today, on the first day of October of 2018, at West Point, New York, there are several hundred cadets out there training at West Point. All of them are equipped with M14s, including the women. Now, a friend of mine, he was a captain in Special Forces I served with. He was at West Point when the very first female cadet showed up. It was about 1976 or 77. He was a senior there, and they brought in, they did a nationwide search to find the brightest, most athletic, highest motivated 18-year-old females they could find nationwide. And that's what they got. The most athletic, brightest, most motivated 18-year-old females they could find in the entire United States to be the very first women to be at West Point. So here they come in the door. And they're ready. They're ready for everything. They're issued M14s. Now, there's something called the manual of arms with these rifles. Left shoulder, right shoulder, present arms, inspection arms. Now, when you pick up the rifle, the M14, to do inspection arms, you hold the entire weight with your left hand and push back the bolt with your right hand while reaching over the top with your thumb to lock the mechanism so the bolt stays open and the inspecting officer can look at it, see if it's clean.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, not a single woman could do this. None of them had the upper body strength to do inspection arms 50 years ago. Well, 40 years ago, excuse me, when they first came in. And they still can't do it. So we have a quandary here, don't we, Kyle?
Sure.
We've got the commandant of the Corps requiring all cadets handle the M14 properly. That can't change. We got the United States Congress mandating that the women be there. That's not going to change. We got the young women who can't do any more push-ups. They're as strong as a healthy, athletic 18-year-old woman can be. They can't get any stronger. That's the third thing that can't change. What's left to change, Kyle?
Yep, I agree. You got to change the rifle.
What's left to change? Well, tell me, what's left to change?
Yeah, you got to change the rifle.
That's right. You got it. Thank you, sir. You got it. And that's what they did 40 years ago. They changed the rifle. They took the rifles issued to the women. They took them to the armorer. They said, Mr. Armorer, we want you to cut sections out of the recoil spring until it's weak enough that the women can overcome this recoil spring and do inspection arms. That's what they did. And those rifles are being used today by the females at West Point because they can't use a real rifle. And when you've done that, it's no longer a rifle. It's a display piece that looks like a rifle, feels like a rifle, but is not a rifle because you can't shoot it. And that's what's going on right now on Monday, the first day of October, 2018, at West Point, New York Military Academy.
Wow. We are in deep trouble, John.
Now, this is important. I know it's Firearms Monday, but this is a matter of life and death. When I went through basic training in Fort Leonard Wood in 1967, if you were going to be a soldier, every man had to do the following. They had to pick up a soldier of equal weight. So I weighed I think 155 pounds. I picked up a soldier that weighed 155 pounds, give or take a few, and I trotted 1/4 mile around the track with him fireman's carry across my shoulders. Almost no women can do that. Almost no 120-pound female can pick up another 120-pound female fireman's carry and go around a quarter-mile track. Now, why would you do that? Well, obviously, if you're hurt and your buddy can't get you to where there's an aid station, you're going to bleed out and die. That's a pretty basic thing in combat, isn't it, Kyle?
That makes sense to me, yeah.
Well, because almost no women can do that, that was dropped, and now no soldier does it. That's where we are. All the soldiers in basic training on the first day of October 2018, none of them have to do that because since the women can't do it, nobody does it.
Wow. You know that, John, I had one other quick question for you there dealing on this same issue. When my dad was in Korea and he was carrying the BAR at the time, and one of his best friends was carrying the M1 carbine.
Right.
And they had the same complaint about the M1 carbine that you were mentioning about the AR. Dad said it would take, you know, 2 or 3 hits with that M1 carbine to put these guys down. He had the term for them. But anyway, so that it might have been a good weapon, you know, for everybody to be able to carry, and for like the, you know, the Vietnamese people, because they were so small, but they sure did have trouble, at least according
right.
Well, to my
that
dad.
Well, that was a common complaint in Korea, and the M1 carbine was not well suited for Korea. The original intent of the carbine, M1 carbine, was for rear echelon non-combat troops, the truck drivers, the cooks, the clerks, and so forth, to have some kind of firearm that was not quite so heavy and quite so bulky, and putting it out there on the front lines was probably not the wisest thing. Another part of that, Kyle, was during the it's cold. You know, North Korea, or Korea, I should say, Korean Peninsula, has very harsh winters, and the Chinese and North Koreans wore these really heavy garments that would absorb a lot of the force, the energy from those little carbine bullets, causing them to be a lot less lethal. If you look at any photographs taken in the wintertime of the enemy combatants, they wore these really thick garments to protect them from the cold. And the carbine simply didn't have enough power to overcome the thick garment and have stopping power on top of it.
Yeah. Yep, I agree with that, yeah. And you probably, I know that my dad never did say this, but a friend of mine who was in Vietnam, Vietnam ended before I got out of high school, and so I never did join up. But a friend of mine did, and he said that when they would be set out on patrol or anything along those lines, if they'd throw their AR-15, or you do it that, you know, their M16 over their back, if they could get one of the other Vietnamese, or, you know,
a Kalashnikov, AK-47.
Yeah, AK-47s, and gather as much ammunition as they could get their hands on to carry, because if they got in a firefight, they'd definitely want the AK.
Absolutely. Well, that was pretty, your friend told you something that was very common in Vietnam. We had a lot of flexibility over there in terms of what firearms we could use in many units. In my unit, we could anything we could carry basically was okay. That's just simply the way it was. Non-issue, didn't matter. So yes, that was pretty common for, there was entire outfits equipped with AK-47s. It was so popular with the guys. It may not be all that accurate, but you pull the trigger, it went bang. That was what guys were looking for.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, John. Have a great rest of the program, and I'll be listening to you tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you, Kyle. We appreciate the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. I truly, truly hope that President Trump will successfully complete the remaining 2 years of his first administration and have a second go at this, another 4 years, for a lot of reasons. One of them being the things I just outlined about females being integrated to the Corps. I don't question women's patriotism. I don't question their honor, their desire to serve their country. I don't question any of those things. What I do question is a double standard. And in the absence of a double standard when it comes to physical ability, there would be no women. Almost none, by the way. There may be some exceptions. There would be almost no females in any of the military academies. And that's a biological, undeniable fact, that women do not have the upper body strength of men. End of story. Here's a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and good buy. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the first day of October. I got a question offline here, question about 22 long rifle versus 17 caliber. If you have to ask the question, you're probably not ready to make that transition. 17 caliber is a fairly new cartridge, rimfire, very high velocity, very small, 17 caliber is less than, well, it's 0.17 inch, obviously, 0.177 inch, actually. Very small projectile going very fast. It's gives a lot of accuracy, a bit more foot-pounds of energy than a 22 long rifle. Very flat shooting, that's the advantage of the high velocity that you get from these. If you're shooting prairie dogs out to, well, maybe a couple hundred yards, I'm not sure they got enough power to carry out to 300. Possibly they do. It may be a good option for shooting prairie dogs and not spending as much money as you would with a centerfire. So you'd have some cost savings there. That would be an advantage over a 223 or 222 with that 17 caliber. I've never shot one myself. A friend of mine, he owns one. He likes it. He likes the flat shooting aspect of it. And it's a niche that a specialized cartridge for specialized uses, where the 22 long rifle is a lot more is less expensive to shoot and will do most things that most people need to do with a rimfire cartridge. We're just about out of time here, down to the last 2 minutes or so. Hopefully Jimmy will be back with us next Monday. We always look forward to having Jimmy with us on Firearms Monday. Tomorrow we'll have Leon Green with us. Wednesday, Professor McCanny, I believe, will be back. And, of course, Jeff Nyquist. Wednesdays are always fun. Thursday, possibly Tim Spencer will join us, but we'll definitely have Tom Berryhill. And, of course, Friday, Tom Berryhill will be with us talking about emergency survival communications. And Dr. Leonard Wilbert, my personal physician, will be with us. We'll be talking about health-related matters. He's already generating quite a following here, and I think this will be the fourth show that he's done with me. He's having a lot of fun with it too, by the way, and enjoys having the outreach. He misses teaching. He used to teach other doctors a lot more than he does now. So that's going to be our week. Got the old bumper music back. I hope you're enjoying the bumper music. I know I am. Got theme songs from various detective shows on TV, movie theme songs, and so forth. And Rolling Stones and so forth. It's a lot of fun. And like I said, my website is going through some remodeling, renovation, and look forward to having a new look to my website, thelibertyman.com. Transition will happen over the next couple of weeks. No specific date yet. That's fun also. Just remember to keep your situational awareness in mind. My friend Dave Hodges is certainly sounding the warning. It's warning drums. That's it for the day. Medical supplies, use the clinic essential oil. Now while you can, never ever give up funds. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. you will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.